We just shifted the room again. And so when you have this energy, you know that you have the energy. And the one thing I realized, you know, when I travel across the country, you know, can you come? Can you say make money, money can make? Can you do that? I wasn't even going to say that, but people be requesting it. I take all requests because it's something that it does for them. I don't know what it does for them, but hey, I'm going to say it because it was free to me to say it, right? But it's the reason why we do it. It's the reason why we take a pool room. Here's the one. Take your team, get 10 to 15 people in one room. You get a bell, right? You start calling your list and calling names on your list, right? You close people. The minute someone closes someone, you celebrate, right? And you ring the bell, ding, 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 ding. We got a rep. Ha! Yay, right? Then what it's going to do is it's going to create the atmosphere that other people are going to get the dialing. And now they're going to want to get theirs. And then boom, I got a rep. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, we call it the boiler room. We've signed up more people in a boiler room situation because we use the atmosphere of the team. See, if one person is hot in the team, all you have to do is light a fire, one person. If you're a piece of wood, you're going to get what? If you're close enough. See, a lot of us, when we're not doing well, we don't want to come to conventions. We don't want to come to weekly. We don't want to come to conference. It doesn't take all that. It really does take all that. Because what are you fighting against? Think about it. You're fighting against all this negative information. You can't even check your email without something negative. I mean, I got to check my email through my phone because every time I check my email on my computer, I keep seeing something about Aaron Hernandez from the New England Patriots. It's getting on my nerves. It's too negative. So what do? I check my email on my phone because I don't want that in my atmosphere. See, if it's a lot of you, you're $1 million earners right now, but you have people around you that are holding you back. So you're not positioned in the right atmosphere. I heard something profound, that it was three types of people. And write this down. The first type of person is a confidant. Now, the confidants in your life, they are for you, and they're for what you are for. So these are the folks, when you get in trouble, you can call them, they're going to get in trouble with you. Or if something happens, they're going to be right there at your rescue. These are individuals that no matter what you do, they have your back. See, these are the folks that you need to become successful. Now, if you find two confidants in your lifetime, you will be a blessed individual. Just two of them. In your lifetime, these are your ride or die people. Then the second group of people are your constituents. These are people that are not for you, but they're for what you're for. So they're not for you, but they're for the 90 for Life message. So these individuals will be around you in your business, around in your life, until the next big thing comes that can advance them further. A lot of times you get these folks mixed up because you thought that they were for you, but they're not for you. They're just for what you're for. So those are your constituents. Then the last group of people are your comrades. They're not for you, and they're not for what you're for, but they are against what you're against. And so because they're against what you're against, they'll come together for a greater cause, but they're not going to be around in your business long. Because when the mission is over, they're gone. You have to understand those three types of people are in your life. A lot of times we mistake the confidants from the constituents, and we get hurt even in our business. How many people you had people in your business, and then after a while they were excited one time, and then all of a sudden they left? And you felt broken. You said, did I do anything? You felt like a victim because you didn't see it coming. So you have to be very careful, ladies and gentlemen, who you let in. With reps now, I have no expectations. If you do, you do. I'm tired of coming to conventions and people tell me they're going to be the next top money earner. And my baby's up there eating oodles of noodles. I need you to do what you say you're going to do. Or when you see people and people under you, all they want to do is meet all the people. They go find every top money earner, right? They go find every corporate staff, and they want to exchange numbers and emails as if they're worthy of that. See, in the school I come from, you want them to call for you. See, you have to be able to do something so somebody can recognize you. One thing you recognize today. No, I'm not on main stage. But what'd you realize? At least my name got called at least 2 times, Mary Lou Hinna, Drew Pearson, because of energy. So you can be in the background and still be successful. But I'm going to tell you, when you have high energy, certain things happen in your life to try to break you down. And you have to be strong. That's why personal development is important. Having those confidants is important. Make sure you have success is important. Mr. Andreoli said this, and I heard it first from one of my team members. Now, he probably was on one of our conference calls, but it was success is your birthright. And when you hear that, success is your birthright. Say, success is my birthright. See, when you say that to me, you see how I'm talking to you? I want you to reciprocate that. I want you to talk to me like that. And we're talking about you, so say, success is my birthright.
Success is my birthright.
Try it over here. Say it.
Success